أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن، إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم، إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا. ربكم أعلم بكم، إن يشأ يرحمكم أو إن يشأ يعذبكم، وما أرسلناك عليهم وكيلا. وربك أعلم بمن في السماوات والأرض، ولقد فضلنا بعض النبيين على بعض، وآتينا داود زبورا. صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah 53 to 55 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَقُلْ سَيْءُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لِعِبَادِي to my slaves, my servants, يَقُولُ أَلَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ that they speak and they say that which is excellent. That when they speak, they should speak in an excellent manner. Here the ayah does not say to who, but we find one narration with regards to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once somebody approached Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this person spoke very rudely to him. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was responding in the same manner that the person spoke, and in this narration, this ayah was revealed to our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But by and large, the ulama have stated that whoever it be, we should speak in a good way, even if it is a disbeliever. The ayah of the Quran, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. That our primary goal and objective in life must be to invite whoever it is towards the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So most of the commentators, allati hiya ahsan, that manner which is most excellent, should be comprising of these two aspects. One is hikmah and maw'idatul hasana. What is hikmah? To speak to somebody in such a way that it goes into the heart of that person. Not merely words that the person hears, not merely words that perhaps the person ignores, but it goes into the heart of that person. And maw'idatul hasana is in a way that that person is prepared, if he's a kafir, to bring iman. If he's a believer, it strengthens his iman, and also it creates within a person the preparation to carry out a'mali saliha. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, inna shaytana yanzahu baynahum. Certainly shaytan provokes strife, disunity between you. Here some mufassirin are inclined to believe that this is in actual continuation of the first part of the ayah, that if you are not going to speak in a good manner to somebody, you had an issue with someone, it is a disbeliever, whoever it may be, but if you do not speak in a good way, shaitan finds the opportunity now to crack that wall, to break up that relationship. Shaitan finds that opportunity to create disunity. That is why it is said that the first point of a breakdown in a relationship between whoever, family members, spouses, whatever, is in the manner that we speak. That is the opportunity that shaitan finds to get in between. Inna shaitana kana lil insani aduwwan mubina. And shaitan is a manifest, he is an open enemy to man. Rabbukum a'lamu bikum. Your Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows you best. Iyasha irhamkum aw iyasha yu'adhibukum. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills, Allah will send down His mercy, cast His mercy upon you, or if Allah Ta'ala wills, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will punish. Some of the Mufassirin have stated that we give the da'wat to someone, we invite someone towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we leave it to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Either Allah showers His mercy upon the person, that Allah bestows hidayat upon the person, or Allah forbid, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala azab, the person leaves leaves this world in a state of kufr. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا. And O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you as one who is responsible for them. Your ultimate duty is to invite them towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows well whoever is in the skies and the earth. وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Even in the matter of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah has given virtue to some over others. وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. And certainly we had granted Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam the Zabur. It is stated that the Zabur had 150 surahs, like how we have 150 chapters. But all these 150 chapters in the Zabur was with regards to praises of Allah, glorifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was no ahkam, there was no halal and haram, and it makes sense in the aspect that Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam had come and he continued the deen of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. What was halal in Musa alayhi salam's shariat, that was a continuation at the time of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam. What the rules were, Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam continued. When Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had come with the Injil, then some of those rules and some of those laws had changed. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.